Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I'm bad.
Amazing way. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Girl, I'm bad.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me today. It's my pleasure, as always, if you just tuned in. Welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, well, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. And you'll especially feel intelligent the more you listen to our friend and member of our Brain Trust, Kim Castle, who's the co-founder of Brand U, which Brand University. Her book is called, one of them, I should say, is The Bible. What is it, Kim?
It's called the Brand U Bible.
Brand U Bible. I'm sorry.
With you today.
I completely lost it. Hi, Kim.
That's okay.
You know, Kim, if I didn't laugh at myself, I'd miss some of the best laughs of my life. I've got so much of your Brand U stuff around me here, and I completely lost it. I don't know how I could do that. But she's got lots of stuff, folks. It's all about branding, and it's one of my favorite topics. Kim, welcome back.
Thank you. It's such a joy to be here with you again.
Brand U Bible.
And yep, it's called the Brand
it's been out a while, hasn't it?
It has. It's been out about 3 years. We've had hundreds and hundreds of entrepreneurs go through the process, either through just the book. It's the whole branding process. That's why it's called the Bible. And at the end of it, you develop your own Bible. So you walk through the steps of the Bible and create your own, which is a set of rules to follow for your brand message and every decision you make.
Mm-hmm. Right. Kim, this brand issue is something that it's one of my soapboxes. My audience rolls their eyes when they hear me talking about it because they know that here I go on this branding thing. But folks, I'm not going to change. I'm not going to apologize for that. I'm not going to augment or alter my attitude about this. If you, as Kim and I have talked about in the past many times before, the question is not whether you have a brand. The question is who is defining and taking your brand to market. Is it you and your company defining it the way you want to define it and taking it to market the way it should be to your advantage? Or is it your competitors? Or is it worse, an unhappy customer?
Yeah.
Somebody's defining your brand out there, aren't they?
Absolutely. It's funny. You think it's funny. I grew up and my mother was the kind of person that didn't make choices. You know, just couldn't make choices. And she didn't realize that all along the way she was making choices by not making choices. They end up piling up behind you anyway. So with the brand, I mean, do you want to have your business kind of look around and go, oh, yeah, that's what I created by accident?
Right.
Or do you want to move forward going, this is where I'm heading, this is what I want people to feel, and this is what I want to show for it. This is the effect that I want to have in the world.
And it's one of the things that you absolutely get to do.
Yeah.
And it's one of the most important things. If you're starting a business right now, you need to be saying, why do I want the marketplace to think about my business?
Absolutely. And nowadays, it's even getting, and I'm so excited that this is going on. You know, one of the places when we go through branding, we get into the core, the very core of why a business exists, because that's really the fuel that gives something the power to succeed. And now there's this great underswell movement of like a global consciousness brand building, where there's this global consciousness that not only are you buying a product, but by buying this, it's done with intention, that there's a portion of it that then goes to help a certain aspect in the world. A great example is the new Inspired, the Red campaign.
Right.
Started by Bono. That they have all these major brands, so they're co-opting these other brands. However, they're building a more umbrella brand over that to help AIDS in Africa. What's phenomenal to me, Jim, is in 3 weeks they launched November 1st. Well, 3 weeks ago, so in October, and in less than 3 weeks, more than 10,000 men and women in Africa got treatment for AIDS that wouldn't have had that before.
because of his efforts to associate these brands with that cause.
Absolutely, because people bought this red T-shirt by Gap that said inspired,
right.
Or they bought this specific Motorola phone, or they used American Express card, this one specific American Express card in England, and it is just. You know, and they're building the brand not just on the products that you buy, but the good it's doing. And I constantly try to, when we go through branding, saying, it's not about your product. A great product is a given.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to keep adding value to it, but it's more.
Mm-hmm.
It's, what are you really changing?
Kim, stand by. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about some different things that you can do, and me, perhaps, to associate our brands with a cause, another cause that's something you think, that you believe in. Find something that you're interested in and that you care about and associate it with your brand, and can make a lot of good. It's a win-win-win situation when you do that. It's 20 Tales. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We skip the light fandango. Only
welcome back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Kim Kessel. And she's the author of, the co-author, I should say, of Brand U Bible. And that's U, the letter U, Brand U Bible. And give us that website, Kim.
It's www.whybrandu. That's WHYBRAND, the letter U.com.
All right. And we can find your books there and all the other things that you have available.
Absolutely. In fact, I can share a gift with your listeners. If
ooh, we like gifts. Is that means it free? It's free?
Yeah.
All right. We like free things.
I constantly find that people keep making the same mistakes in business. And we created a report called 15 Mistakes That Kill Business Success. If you can get started on your brand immediately, and you can go get that at www.1-5mistakes, plural, with an S on the end, .com.
15mistakes.com.
Mm-hmm.
They can find the white paper there. Thank you for making that available.
My joy.
For free to my audience.
Uh-huh.
Kim, we're talking about branding by building a brand by associating with a cause,
mm-hmm.
that's greater than you, a noble cause, a charity, whatever it might be.
Mm-hmm.
I was telling you off the air over the weekend, I spoke to a group, and in this particular case, they asked me to bring my books out and sell them. And so, of course, I have my own publishing company, so I can sell my books for whatever I want to sell them for. And so I gave the attendees a discount, and the person who introduced me said, and he's going to give an amount of money back to our foundation, our group, from every book that's sold. Well, mm-hmm. I think we probably sold maybe at least twice as many books because of that as we would have.
Yeah,
so it was good business for us. It was good for the people who received the books because they indicated that they would use them in their work, and it was good for their cause, their organization.
Absolutely, and the people buying the books also, not only did they get the book for their own purpose, they also felt good that they were doing some other good.
Right.
That's just a wonderful first way to actually start building your brand with a greater thing in mind. You can tack on to another brand and give some donation to it, or you can actually create your brand based on that. I'm creating a brand right now with my partner, who created one of the biggest brands in the publishing world, Chicken Soup for the Soul,
right.
Victor Hansen.
Mm-hmm.
And if any of you know Mark, he's a huge philanthropist in terms of really helping not only people dream bigger and have a bigger vision, but he's really into really helping the world, as are we. So we're in the process of building this brand called Mark Victor Hansen's Water for Life, the number 4. And in that Water for Life, we found the best water on the planet. I mean, you know, water, people think water is water, but it's not. We're taught,
mm-hmm.
you know. And so we've found the best water on the planet for your health at the cheapest price. Every time you drink water, you're ensuring that somebody around the world is getting water that doesn't
mm-hmm.
have water. And then, so we call that sustainable health. And then there's a sustainable wealth component on that, so that we have to generate wealth so that that can continue feeding itself. And that's markswaterforlife.com.
So where is this really good water come from?
It's actually a process out of Japan.
Huh.
Japan is far superior in water than we even...
They have to be.
We take water for granted because, you know, it's always been there and we're
We have so much of it, and they don't have that luxury over there, do they?
No, no. And
they got a lot of people on some little bitty islands. They had to get good at it.
Exactly, and just pollution around the world. So this water is—it's not at source water, which you would say, you know, at the Alps.
Right.
It's actually process-driven because they're not telling you at the source. Water at the source is still at the mercy of the pollutants in the air.
Mm-hmm.
This is a process that's not source-dependent.
So where can I find this water?
You can actually find out. It hasn't launched officially yet, but I can give you an insider a page.
Just for us, we won't tell anybody. Go ahead.
Just for you guys on the inside.
Yeah, but we won't tell anybody.
It's Marks, M-A-R-K-S, water, the number 4, life.com, and an inside view is / F-L-O-W.
F-L-O-W, flow. Mm-hmm. So Marks, water, for life.
Correct.
.com/ mm-hmm. F-L-O-W.
Exactly.
All right, so folks, we're the only ones who have that. So, don't tell anybody about it yet.
Yeah, it's not a fancy website. It's just some information up there to share.
But we can order. Will you be able to order water from there?
Sure. You can actually become a member. It's actually
Ship you water?
Pardon me?
They'll ship you water?
Not only will we ship you water, you travel, Jim, you travel and speak,
uh-huh.
You can actually log on to your account, change your address, and it will meet you in the hotel.
Wow. Now, you might think that'd be a lot of trouble, but I'll tell you, you'd be surprised how often I need water like that when I'm doing my show and I can't always find it.
Yeah, and
I'm doing my show remotely.
What's really special about this water is you only need to drink 4 small bottles a day to be completely hydrated.
Wow.
Yeah, this is like
really special water, right?
It's actually what they call a functional water.
You're not going to get into trouble with the Vatican or anything, are you? They got some special water over there too.
It's not holy. It's not holy, but we do think it's the
I don't want the Pope coming after me now. So I don't don't get me into trouble here, Kim.
I'm going into competition with the Pope.
There you go. It's something short of holy water, folks, but it's really good stuff. But the point is that it's a commercial deal. It's water for sale,
yeah.
Part of the proceeds go to providing water for people who don't have fresh water around the world, right?
Around the world, absolutely.
And folks, when we come back, we're going to talk about how to do this for your business. Right after these messages, Tintail, we'll be right back with Kim Kessel. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. Welcome back. It's 7 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Kim Kessel, the co-founder of Brand You Workshop. The book is called Brand You Bible. That's one of your books, right, Kim? You got others?
One of them. Yep, one of them. We also have Why Brand You, Big Business Success, No Matter Your Size.
All right. So, and give us the website again one more time.
It's www.whybrandyou.com. That's WHYBRAND, the letter U.com.
All right. Kim, let's talk about how we could take a typical small business,
mm-hmm.
and find a cause to associate with, and figure out a way to make a win-win-win, where the business benefits, the cause benefits, the consumer benefits, and also the people who receive the benefit of the cause benefit. How can we do that?
Well, one of the first things is this goes back into the core of a brand, and you know what? One of the places that we start in the brand is one of the things is why is it? What is it really changing? If people really receive the benefit from this particular product or service, what would it really change in the big scale? And even if you never say this in your marketing, it's attached under the in the engine. And I'll give you an example. One of the clients we're working with is launching this brand. She does permanent cosmetics. It's kind of like tattooing, but from an aesthetic point of view.
It's like the mascara that I've had put on my eyes.
Yeah, you know, the eyeliner you got.
Yeah, the eyeliner, right? That's what I meant to say. Yeah,
so
that stuff.
We're launching a brand, a consumer brand that has, you know, skincare products and all that. But one of the things when we went through into the core of the brand is that, you know, that people often don't feel beautiful. From the, you know, from that course, something happened to them, either emotionally or physically. So one of the things that we keyed into our brand is really helping people that had an accident, like a burn victim,
mm-hmm.
feel beautiful again. So it's a big component, even though she's in a very superficial field per se, you know,
mm-hmm.
cosmetic makeup, you know,
mm-hmm.
permanent makeup. We're attaching this brand that, you know, that you feel beautiful no matter what happens. So there's this big push on, she does things around the world on burn victims. She donates. She's become this, her time of becoming this burn expert. And so what's
right.
happening is if she can make somebody that has that happen, that has had that happen, her obviously she knows what she's doing. So you can feel
right.
more comfortable going,
right.
wow, I just have thin eyebrows.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And so I think in for your business is really getting the core of really what matters to you?
But it doesn't have to be something that's compatible with what you do. It could be something totally unrelated. But it needs to be something that you can be sincere about.
It's got to be something you care about, that you're passionate about. Otherwise, it's going to be transparent. You've
right.
all felt that kind of thing where somebody attaches to this just because it's hip or just because, you know, you could see like when Katrina happened. You know, there's people that jumped on that bandwagon. Not
right.
that it wasn't important, but you could feel it when it was really in an alignment with the company and when it wasn't.
You know, Kim, when I've interviewed small business success stories over the years, and we've done many of them, the one thing that continues to come out every single time without any prompting from me is every single person, every champion business owner that I've met and have interviewed has had something, some cause, something that they were interested in that when I asked them about what they attributed to their success, they said part of their success, they believe, came from their commitment to giving back to the community.
Absolutely.
And folks, find something that you feel sincere about and adopt it. That's really what we're talking about, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's like soaring together that, you know, the again, going back to my friend Mark, he always is wonderful about the, understanding these principles. And he says, you know, one and one is not two, it's 11.
Right.
So when you add the power of things together and it's really at the core, you both benefit. Both your brand and the cause, and it doesn't have to be from a non-profit position.
Well, it's one of
the more profit made, the better.
It's one of the examples when the classic math doesn't work. One in one is more than one, more than two,
yeah.
isn't it?
Yeah, it's 11.
It's right. That's right. It really mounts up. Hey, Kim, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
It's a joy to be here anytime.
We'll see you next time.
Okay.
Kim Castle, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back. We got a lot more things to talk about with her. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, and I want to remind you, today is election day. Be sure to vote.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.